is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price again.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. One day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men.
Winston Churchill said the destiny of man is not measured by material computations. When great forces are on the move in the world, we learn we're spirits, not animals. And he said there's something going on in time and space and beyond time and space, which, whether we like it or not, spells duty. You and I have a rendezvous with destiny. We'll preserve for our children this, the last best hope of men on earth, or we'll sentence them to take the last step into 1,000 years of darkness. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, I am sure that you are that one exceptional American. That's why you listen to this radio show. Welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Scott Adams will be joining us in a few minutes. We're going to be talking, yes, about the election results last night. And of course, Donald Trump wins again. Hello. It's going to be interesting because it was the Hollywood elite. They failed. Big, epic fail by the Hollywood elite. You know, they ought to just establish themselves on Catalina Island. That way they're off the coast. We can cut communications with them, jam communications. That's really what we need to do. People who have absolutely no clue what's going on, but they poured millions of dollars into a race in Georgia, failed. Epic fail. Epic failure by the Hollywood elite. We're going to be talking about that with Scott Adams. Also, the Grand Caliph of California. A series of articles that we're going to be writing about the Grand Caliph of California. I'll let you guess who the Grand Caliphate is. The Grand Caliph. Ushering in a new era of the caliphate in California. Jerry Brown. Now, a lot of people don't even understand what is the definition of California. Hello? The first part of it, the prefix part of it, I guess you could say it's a prefix. The first, it's binomial nomenclature is what it's called. It's two-word naming. Calif, California. Hmm. Starts a lot, sounds a lot like caliphate, doesn't it? Ever thought about that? I have. This, you know, this is what radio personalities do. We sit around and think about words because, you know, words do have meaning. In this world in which there are no meaningful words and words really don't have the same meaning you would think that they would have based upon the smacking around of media and disinformation that comes your way, it's nice to every once in a while pull out a big red dictionary and look it up. Words have meaning. And the Oroville Dam situation just is not going to go away. It is just, it's just a booger. It's a booger, a bugger, or a booger. I don't know what you want to call it. But it is a bad situation getting worse at Oroville. Now, right now, because we're entering into the summer month, and we've got a lot of water stored up in some very, very shaky dams up there in the Feather River, they have managed to bring the water level down to about 820 feet. Now, some people will argue that, say it's a Paul's 813, it's 812. I haven't even looked this morning. I check it every morning. But the bottom line, it's around 820 feet. I don't think they're going to drop it any lower than that because they'll start revealing things about the backside of the dam they don't necessarily want people to see. But anyway, especially right now, and what's going on with this whole situation with the dam and what they're doing to rebuild it, blow it up, you know, whatever they're going to do, right? Now, they're not going to blow up the dam yet. That was on February 12th. They attempted that. But the safety plans for the dam, they just don't want to let you know what that's about. To me, it is absolutely appalling. They don't want you to know what the safety plans are for the dam. They're citing secrets. Which, of course, I find very interesting. And those of you that have been following the show, you've known that we've gone on national radio and talked about the ADMs in the dam on February 12th. For those of you who do not know what an ADM is, it's an atomic demolition munition. I said the word atomic. Demolition munition. Those are the three words, ADM. Get it? They were found in the bowels of the Oroville Dam. Something nuclear going on in the bowels of the Oroville Dam. A lot of people don't understand it. That's why they test for radiation in the Feather River. I bet you didn't know that one. That's not too widely known publicly. I mean, how would you like it if the water that you were drinking, or you knew that the water that you were drinking from the Feather River was nucleated? Kind of like Fukushima. Gee, California gets Fukushima radiation from Fukushima off the coast because of the way the tides go, of course, the currents. And now the possibility that there's nuclear waste. Well, I don't know why I'd say that in the Oroville Dam. Since California gets almost all the, almost, well, 50-60% of its drinking water from the Feather River in the Oroville Dam, I don't know why that would be a concern to anyone, to you or anybody, right? I mean, why? We just want to glow in the dark. That's all we want to do. So anyway, we're going to be talking about that. There's so many things going on. And what about any more terrorist attacks? Are we tired of them yet? Oh, no. Come on. We've got years of terror attacks. Those wonderful ISIS people. And I love there's so many different stories going on around there out now by some of your major networks that are producing these things about how ISIS was formed and why it was formed. And it had nothing to do, of course, with Bill Clinton or Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton or any of these people or even George Bush. It had nothing to do with those folks. But here we are. And of course, you know, just by happenstance, it happened. Just boop. Here we have ISIS. I mean, some of the stuff that I've been watching is absolutely downright shameful from some of these educational type programs, if you will. Absolutely shameful. And so far from the truth and reality, you can see it's just obvious disinformation from, guess what, the Hollywood elites. We'll pin it on them. We'll pin it on the Hollywood elites. Anyway, so a lot of things going on, and you want to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And by the way, we are running a special article 64 years later. The CIA reveals Iranian coup details. Coup d'etat. See, this is the thing that a lot of people understand about Iran. The CIA has been involved there. good God, go figure it. CIA everywhere. So 64 years later, CIA reveals, this is, of course, a very, very revealing article about the antics of the CIA in the overthrow attempt of Mossadegh. This coup attempt in which the Shah had to flee Iran 64 years later. And it's an interesting story. Bethany Allen Embramin has written this article about new documents reveal how the CIA attempted to call off the failing coup only to be salvaged at the last minute by an insubordinate spy. That's the spin on the coup d'etat. The coup d'etat in Iran. Huh. You know, it's kind of interesting. This is back in 1953. Wow. 1953, I'm not going to say where I was at. 1960, I was not in Iran in a tank. That was not me. Absolutely not. Anyway, so we've got a lot to cover here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you, of course, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And we've got, how many more minutes? Boy, we have just tons of things going on here. Anyway, a lot of things happening. Stay with us. Scott Adams is going to be with us in a little bit. And also, Scott Bennett will be our guest tomorrow. Yeah. We'll be talking to him about Putin. Vladimir Putin. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Be prepared for any emergency. Numana Foods is the only food preparedness company in the world that is offering a complete line of long-term organic food products. From emergency planning manuals, organic family packs, Numana Foods has everything you and your family needs to be prepared. When the time comes to rely upon your stored food resources, you'll be glad you chose Numana to help you thrive, not just survive. Purchase Numana by going to numana.com/agenda. That's numana.com/agenda. 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 Don't just survive.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be bringing up Scott Adams in about 30 seconds. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also you can email me, paul@a21r.com. Yeah, a big election last night in Georgia, and the Hollywood elite are eating crow, as all the Democrats are. I wouldn't say all the Democrats, all the radicalized communist-type Democrats are really eating it right now, which is a good thing as far as I'm concerned. And with us right now is Scott Adams. Are you there, Scott?
I'm here.
Hey, well,
how you doing, Paul?
I'm doing really good. So big things happened last night.
Yeah, this is what resistance looks like.
Yeah, and it's resisting very well, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, all the beheadings and stabbings and assassinations and all the rhetoric and all the hate will not intimidate the conservatives today. The conservatives today are stepping up, they're getting out, they're voting, and they're taking their country back. And they're seeing right through the Pelosi-funded Ossoff, who couldn't even vote in his own district. And it turned out that the polls had it all wrong, that they won by 6% points. They had Ossoff winning that race, yet Handel wins by 6%. Even more, they won more in that Georgia's 6th district than they did in the South Carolina 5th district, where they only won by 3 points. But the Republicans won two big races last night, which makes them 5-0 if you count the California seat. But they also won in Kansas. I mean, the Republicans in Montana body slammed a liberal journalist and still won. The Democrats don't have a voice. They don't have a message. They don't have an agenda. They don't have a plan. And their only plan is to end the Trump presidency, and they're going about it all wrong. They need to do it at the ballot box. They need to do it at the election and not in the streets with Antifa groups and Black Lives Matter and the whole hateful rhetoric that goes along with it.
You know, it's very interesting the way this whole thing is starting to play out now. And again, more and more people are starting to find out about the Democrats and their activities and you know, the whole gambit. It's very, very clear the corruption that was indicated in this whole race is very, very typical of many of the races that have gone on with the Democrats over the last, as far as I'm concerned, in California, at least the last 20 years. They've got some sort of systemized, it's not just some sort of, it's very systematic. I've actually had the opportunity to talk to a couple of county people here in Northern California, one in Southern California, that have just indicated to me that the system is so completely corrupt. I mean, they're just out in front about it. It's just so completely corrupt, and they're kind of like hapless, and in the sense that, you know, they know it's corrupt, they can't do anything about it. They're doing their very best in their own respective counties, and they're doing a fine job, by the way. But the corruption in the urban counties is just over the top, and I suspect now that that's just started to spread all the way around the nation. And I think that it was foiled last night in Georgia to some degree.
Oh, there was a lot of corruption that was in play there. You know, normally you spend about $1 million to $1.6 million on average. They spent over $50 million there. They spent over $30 million just for the Democrat I mean, media buys in the 6th District of Georgia is not that expensive. And they spent a lot of money, and they achieved zero. It just goes to show you that money can't buy you love, and money can't buy happiness, and that the people in this country see what's going on, and they're not getting that message from Rachel Maddow. They're not getting that message from the liberal press, the fake news. They're getting it from Red State Talk Radio. They're getting it from the Agenda 21 radio show and Paul Preston. That's how they're getting it, because they're not hearing the truth from the mainstream media. They're hearing it right here on your show.
Yeah, you know, Scott, I believe that's true. I really believe that's true. That it's not just my show; it's your show. It's all the shows that are going on, like at Red State Talk Radio, the alternative media. We are just absolutely experiencing a windfall of listeners on Agenda 21 Radio, and I'm really, really thankful for that. And the emails, I was telling everybody that Sunday night, for whatever reason, I don't know what the public was doing out there, but all of a sudden, I just got slammed with emails, probably about 30 emails, all coming in at about the same time Sunday evening, California time. I'm going, what is this? You know, but see, that's the kind of stuff that we're experiencing. We know we're growing when we see stuff like that. I mean, just we're not even live on Sundays. You know, we're live on a couple of different shows, but not Agenda 21 Radio. So we know that this is how they're getting people. This is how they're getting the news. They're not paying attention to the mainstream media. They're not paying attention to Hollywood. That's the bottom line.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, that's so true. And, you know, we're having callers call in with the same sentiment. I had a woman call in today on my show, which is live just before your show, calling in from Nebraska, and saying basically the same thing, that, you know, Rachel Maddow has more and more egg on her face. I mean, she couldn't get it right if you paid her.
No.
She can't get it right.
No.
And she got it wrong again this time. You would think that somehow they would just learn their lesson and say, you know, we're really starting to look foolish. But this is not your grandpa's Democrat Party. You know, this is not the party of JFK. This is completely something different. But what concerns me is all the hateful rhetoric and the liberal violence. If that translates into an assassination, all hell's going to break loose. We're going to have civil war in America. The most important job today in America is the Secret Service protecting our president. We need that protection more now than ever. We're sitting on a Kindle box right now, that if something were to just snap, we're going to go up in flames here. I mean, civil war in the streets.
Yeah, I think that there's a possibility. I don't think it's going to be as widespread as people think, but I think that there's a possibility of seeing something like that. I mean, I get all these different reports and stuff, and I don't put them out on the air for a number of different reasons, you know. And some, you know, if it's relevant, I will. And if it's public safety or whatever, I'll definitely do that. But I think sometimes it's this, their rhetoric is so strong, and it's so it's really not to be believed. That's part of the problem. They don't have enough people behind them like they think they do.
If the liberal president gets assassinated, we all join together and we stick together. If Trump got assassinated, you would see people cheering in the streets. And those 3%ers out there that are part of the right-wing patriotism, I'm telling you, they would be out in force with their guns blazing. I mean, it would be civil war. That's the problem. And we are completely dependent upon the Secret Service to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they're outnumbered for the most part. But yeah, I think that I hear all this talk all the time about war, and there's going to be this and that and the other, and I'm not buying into a lot of that. I think it's the kind of warfare that's going on, and stuff like Jerry Brown trying to blow up Orville Dam and kill a million people. That's the kind of stuff I'm looking at, you know. That's real war. You know, especially but that's the Orville Dam situation. So those of you that are listening have never heard that before. We'll be covering that a little bit later on in the show, but that's the kind of stuff I'm starting to see. I just don't see that they have enough people to pull something off to try to even remotely try and overthrow this country. They might try, but the number of people, I just don't think they got it. I really don't. And the number of people...
The clear difference between the two parties. The conservatives,
yep,
they want to promote and make sure that the Constitution is alive and well. And the Jerry Browns of the world want to practice their radical ideology and force it down people's throats as if they know best.
That's exactly right. But once again, I think that as time goes on and we start to see all these races more and more and more, we're going to lose. We've got a break coming up. But as more and more people start to clamor on to the conservative train and they start to see the Republicans that, like the John McCains, as fools, I think we're going to be a lot different, a lot better off country. Anyway, stay with us. More of Scott Adams here on Agenda 21 Radio. We'll be right back.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Scott Adams, and we're talking about the Democratic John Ossoff losing to Republican Karen Handel in Georgia's 6th District. That was a special congressional election last night that, it ended last night with the tabulation. And, of course, it was the Republican Karen Handel who won. the article that was popped up in Breitbart says, Hollywood fail, John Ossoff loses Georgia congressional election despite massive celebrity help. See, this is the thing, Scott, that really absolutely drives me nuts, is that you have a power base such as what you have over in Hollywood flooding tons of money into a congressional district just so they can, you know, hold up the Democratic banner. I know that we have freedom of speech. It's freedom of expression to be able to do that. But something's going to have to be, give here, because you've got mega donors, mega cash that clearly can sway an election one way or another. Although this time it didn't happen.
Right. No, this time, you know, I got to tell you, I was reading the underlying reports on this. And one of the things that happened was, well, A, when she mentioned Trump, when Karen Handel mentioned Trump, they got the biggest cheers. So no matter what the media or no matter what anybody wants to tell you, Trump really does have a lot of support. And this was a referendum. You know, the Republicans didn't play the referendum card all that much. Because, frankly, you know, we weren't going to try to stoke the flames of this thing, but it was the Democrats that did. The Democrats looked at this as their, you know, basically their end of the road, last stand. You know, they're the Alamo for them, and this was their last chance at trying to prove a point. And they banged the drum so hard, but in the end, what happened was people saw right through it. And they realized that the money was coming from California, and they called the guy John Pelosi Ossoff, basically carrying water for the Democrat Party, open borders, higher taxes, more regulation, things we don't want. And they actually wrapped him around the Pelosi figure and said, can you imagine if Pelosi was the Speaker of the House again?
God.
And that's how he lost. Because
people saw
that reality and realized this is not what we want. We don't want to go back to that.
You know,
and then you look at the Democratic Party right now, and all they can do is say Joe Biden or Eric Holder might be our biggest two candidates in 2020. That is just flawed thinking.
You know, I think that the Nancy Pelosi thing, when I saw that, and I said, this guy's toast. You just can't feature Nancy Pelosi being in the House again. She'd be like, is she just going to stay on forever? I mean, what's with Nancy Pelosi? I mean, I'm out here in California. I can't answer the question, ladies and gentlemen. I just, you know, she's bizarro. She's absolutely a Pope supporter. She's a Catholic. It was Nancy Pelosi, guys, who introduced in 1992 of October, before the 1992 election in November that got Bill Clinton elected. It was Nancy Pelosi who brought up the resolution for the President's Council on Sustainability, which basically brought soft law of Agenda 21 from the Rio Accord just that June, brought it into hard law, and codified it in law in the United States of America. It was her doing the work of the Pope, actually. It's turning out to look like that because she's hugely into the Catholic Jesuit thing. But that's just me, and I know that she'll do whatever the Pope asks her to do. And I remember it was the Pope's encyclical that's all about Agenda 21. So, I mean, you just can't make this stuff up. Where did she come from? I mean, where is she? I know where she came from, but where are we going with a Nancy Pelosi on the Democratic side? They've got to look at her as a loser.
Absolutely. And then you have Keith Ellison, who is basically anti-Semitic. I mean, they're destroying. In fact, there's a woman, Camille Paglia. She's basically University of the Arts professor and of Humanities and Media Studies. Camille Paglia basically said that she blames the Democrats for destroying journalism. It is going to take decades to recover, is what she said. And the point there is that the Democrats have really, they've done so much patchwork. They've not really built any infrastructure. And so they have no message. All they have is just a bunch of patches to fill the leaks. And that's Nancy Pelosi, that's Chuck Schumer, that's a whole bunch of older, misguided individuals who are, they think, you know, just like Shattered, the book Shattered, said that Hillary Clinton, misjudged what is happening in our country. She said, I don't really know what's happening in our country. But Donald Trump did. He understood it completely well. And despite the fact that they tell him to stop tweeting, he does. He keeps on tweeting.
Of course he does. Good for him.
Yeah, he knows. He's in touch with exactly what, you know, like that comment that he made about President of China, Xi, right? He said, Xi tried, you know, China tried, but they can't do it. So we're going to do it and take matters into our own hands. That was basically a shot across the bow that says, we are about to pull the trigger on North Korea in the wake of Otto Warmbier's demise,
yeah.
Murder. And we're about to do something here. China, you're going to have one last shot to pull it off and make things happen. We know you can do it, or we're going to take matters. It's a call to action. And the Democrats, all they want to do is behead the president. There's a completely different message there.
Yeah, well, this is the sign of the totalitarians reaching out to try and touch you. I mean,
they're desperate.
They're desperate. I really believe this. You know, one of the tweets that popped up from the real Donald here the other day, just this is on the 19th, it said that the Dems want to stop tax cuts, good health care, and border security. Their Obamacare is dead with 100% increases in payments. Voters should vote now for Karen H. That was one of the tweets that he posited just before the election, which was good for him. You know, it's so I look at this as a win for Donald Trump. I look at this as a win for the nation and a huge loss for the Democrats. And I think, as you were saying about the media, how can, I mean, if you're watching MSNBC right now, how can you watch it? They have lied to you. They or CNN.
Well, right now, you know, right now what they're doing is they're talking about the weather. It was rainy
in Georgia.
It was rainy in Georgia.
That's the reason why. That's the excuse they're getting. Oh, it's rainy. What's that song about rainy nights in Georgia?
Rachel Maddow with her big black glasses was looking like a scientist, and she was like, how much of the impact did the weather have on the election? Because it was rainy, and in the sections where the Democrats were really strong,
it was geoengineering, weather modification. They were flying chemtrails and everything else. They were using the HAARP devices in certain specific areas to keep the voters down, to suppress the vote. See, now that Donald's...
What kind of impact did the Russians have?
What's that?
What kind of impact did the Russians have? In fact,
oh, there you go. That's it. Oh, did they pull that out yet?
Yeah.
It's the Russians'
more than
fault.
Likely they will. The fact is that story has gone away because there's no proof. Everybody has said there's nothing there. That was a big fat nothing burger. And even Brooks, this writer, a liberal writer who hates Trump, from the New York Times said, you know what? I'm moving away from this story. This is not going to be
ending well for us. Yeah, it's a know-nothing story. Anyway, hang on, Scott. We got another break coming up. When we come back, more Scott Adams. I want to talk about a little bit about Seth Rich and a new story that just came out this morning. Yeah, what happened to Seth Rich? Now they're starting to figure out, guess what? It was probably a hitman that took Seth Rich down. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and you can email me, paul@a21r.com.
On doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio with Scott Adams. Really, it's Scott Adams. A lot of people don't understand this. It really has kept the Seth Rich story alive and well, as everybody was trying to totally dominate other news, this article about, or articles about Seth Rich. Seth Rich, of course, was the DNC data person, and he was clearly assassinated. That's always been my opinion. Sort of Clinton style. This was because he was turning over information to WikiLeaks, as we now know, pretty much know. Not 100% confirmed, I would say, but pretty much 99% confirmed. And they didn't like it, so they took him out. That's really kind of the long and short of it. Now, there's an article, chilling new report indicates Seth Rich murdered by hired hitman, not robbery. You know, Scott, you've always said that he was assassinated.
Absolutely, yeah. You know, normally a murder like that, by all accounts, the Democrats tried to say that it was a botched robbery, the gang who couldn't shoot straight. Well, it turned out there was two gunmen. There were. There's something going on in the background. Go ahead, Paul.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Anyway, chilling new report indicates Seth Rich was murdered by hired hitman and not robbery. And this comes from the Gateway Pundit. It says, now a chilling report has come in indicating that it was never a robbery and that Rich's assassin was actually a hired killer. The Gateway Pundit reported that the Independent Profiling Project has just released a report saying that after looking over the evidence, they have come to the conclusion that Rich was far more likely murdered by a hitman than by a robbery. Are you there, Scott?
And let me add to that. So it was a botched robbery. It was in the middle of the night. D.C. is full of surveillance. They even have those gun echo systems that pinpoint with accuracy that activates cameras and all kinds of things. There is a lot of technology. There's no way that a police force like the Washington, D.C., as experienced as they are, would not be able to solve that crime and not find the two shooters who, by all accounts, according to the Robbie Mooks of the world, said it was a botched robbery. You don't botch a robbery like the gang who couldn't shoot straight. Shoot a guy twice in the back. Think about it. That's in the back, not in the front. Okay? So he got shot twice in the back and left his phone, his wallet, his keys, his cash, his jewelry, his everything. Right? So then they don't get these killers. That should have been clue number one that this was an inside hit job. Hitmen, especially black ops hitmen, don't get caught. And why? Because the people policing it are in on it. And in fact, Rod Wheeler backed away from this case. The family who hired him actually sued him. There was so much with this hot potato. They didn't want to touch this with a 10-foot pole. This was a very hot topic. And that's why you never hear the words uttered, Seth Rich, in the mainstream media. It's that hot.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting that you say that this profiling project is an all-volunteer group of current and former George Washington University forensic psychology graduate students and instructors, and they came together to aid the Washington, D.C. Metropolitan Police in utilizing forensic psychology skills and tools. So it's this group that came forward. It says the likelihood. I mean, you compile the evidence. You compile the evidence. And pretty soon, what do you get? You get one thing. I mean, you can take a dozen different pieces, and if it's all pointing to the same thing, I mean, you just have to be logical and realize that's what happened. I mean, it's not just sort of a little mistake, wouldn't you say?
Well, I say that if the Democrats think they had a bad night last night, when this story finally breaks, and I know that it will, there's just no way that this story could be contained, because this is hard evidence. These are facts. There are people that actually care about justice in America and are going to see to it. This story makes the light of day. It's going to be the end of the Clintons and the end of the DNC as we know it.
And the end of Obama, for sure. This is what some of the things that they found, which is mirroring what you're saying here, that it does not appear to be a random homicide. It does not appear to be robbery that has gone bad. His death was more likely committed by a hired killer or serial murder. And there may be additional video surveillance of the crime and crime scene. The resolution of the prosecuting the individuals responsible appears to be hindered both actively and passively, which is exactly what you're saying. And Seth's killers most likely remain free within the community. So these are all the things these are conclusions, ladies and gentlemen, that Scott had months ago. I mean, it doesn't take rocket science, but, you have to have a committee to form a committee to come to those conclusions.
I would be surprised that these killers live in the community. That's the only thing. I think that they're hired hands. They're definitely good at what they do. I think that in this particular case, though, the D.C. police, the higher-ups, the brass in the D.C. police, were told, don't even touch this. We got this. And it was the federal government that, and once it goes to the federal government, that's where the next president gets a little bit of leverage and control. Just like the secret documents about the wiretapping and some other things that have remained secure against FOIA requests for Obama because he declared some documents to go to his presidential library. They're preventing these documents from them being released to FOIA requests, except the president can actually get those documents, and I'm sure that President Trump will. If there's one thing President Trump likes the most, it's being informed and getting the right information to make proper decisions. What he does with it, who knows?
Yeah, there's a sort of a little hitch in the giddy-up where the Obama people have been trying to keep those documents silent that have come from that. They haven't given them over to the archives. There's kind of like a window of opportunity for silence, but Trump can get those documents. And we hope that Trump gets those documents and releases it because we know it's going to solve the Seth Rich situation, or at least help in it, probably get into things like voters and illegal voting and all this other good stuff that happened during the election. We know that Seth Rich is going to get into that. Anyway, we've got a break coming up. When we come back, more of Scott Adams. here on Agenda 21 Radio. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, a21r.com. We'll be right back.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back for our final short segment with Scott Adams. Scott, tell us how we can get a hold of you and, of course, Red State Talk Radio.
All right. Well, ScottAdamsShow.com is my website for the show. All of our podcasts are right there. And then we're also on Red State Talk Radio live every single day, 8 in the morning, even on the weekends. And we precede your show, and we're always happy to do that. And together, I think, you know, it's just a great message of truth that we express with our listening audience.
Yeah, we have a lot of hosts, and, you know, the thing is, the live broadcasting people don't get. They don't understand. We get 36 hours. We're probably going to increase that by a few more.
Well, we have 36 hours of live programming, and we are starting to add more to the weekend lineup and all over the place. We have the billboard in Times Square. We have a new call-in line, 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. You can call in if you wish to be heard. And you can even call in for this show. They have a call-in line right here.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. Yep, it's 215 Top Talk.
And we have a lot of announcements forthcoming that are going to happen.
A lot of big things happening on Red State Talk Radio and Agenda 21 Radio. And again, our listenership is just skyrocketing, which we really, really, really appreciate. Okay, listen, Scott, thanks for being with us on Agenda 21 Radio.
Thank you, Paul.
Awesome. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back after the break. And visit our website, agenda21radio.news, agenda21radio.news, or a21r.com. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shop online at either Shooter's Paradise Online, that's shootersparadiseonline.us, or theshootingstore.com, and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.